space. Some is chill. Some is tooped up. All is part of the great, infinite, cosmic ballet. The venerable starship, the RSS Synergy, forges ever deeper into uncharted regions of their galaxy, growing the coalition of united planets in the name of science, benevolence, and peace. Now, lead envoy C-53 and his intrepid crew explore new worlds, forge alliances, and search for a way back home to finally fulfill their mission to sink.
Yes,
yeah.
It was advertised as a raw, hardcore tooping party.
I know you told us that many times.
I was pretty excited about it, so I wanted you all to know what I was getting up to last night.
You said hardcore and raw, you repeated it a lot.
You said the word raw very slowly, very often.
I know, I was very excited about last night. Thank you again for watching Horse Hat.
No problem.
Right, we all did that.
Yeah, they went right down.
So? You gonna tell us or what?
There's...
deets?
There's nothing to tell. No deets to share. No goss to spill. It's...
What? How's that possible?
I really put it out there. I mean, look at what I'm wearing.
Yeah, bandolier and a loincloth, like always.
And a loincloth says toop me.
Exactly.
I don't know how much... arrows pointing at different shoots.
I don't know how much clearly
it says,
Listen, I would ask, is there something wrong with me? What is it that I'm not doing for them? I have tooped my way across Zix.
This is a sort of heady society, Dar. I don't know if they can... Have we checked how they procreate? Is tooping even...
Oh, they do. It's just that they want to make a meaningful connection before they do it. And I just want to toop.
Dar, maybe it's time to, see if you could make a connection with someone here in... this part of space.
We're gonna leave this place. We're not here for the long haul. I just want to be up front and raw.
Yeah, I don't know if the raw thing is gonna happen.
Lead envoy C-53, there is an incoming transmission from missions operations, missions assignments, and missions envoy associate, Nermit Bundeloy.
Hey, Nermit, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hey. One mission in the books, huh?
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, I may have struck out last night, but we nailed that first mission.
Yeah, you're telling me that the peace was brokered.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we didn't
really do that part, but we did hold down a parking spot for a while.
Yeah.
We held on to that parking spot.
And I flew up.
Yeah, good job, Margie.
Look, I'm not going to toot my own horn. But now I'm going to.
Oh. Ooh.
That's a good horn.
Wow. Yeah.
You can't deny.
That's the captain's horn. You're not the captain anymore.
This was mine. That it doesn't have to be just for the captain.
But I thought that was your captain's horn.
I got really good at this while we were lost in space, AJ. Let me have this.
Just saying, you're not... we gotta follow protocol. We gotta follow.
Fine!
You didn't have to do that.
Wow.
No, it's fine.
Unnecessary.
If I can't just enjoy the horn, even when I'm not the captain anymore, no one can enjoy the horn.
I think C-53, technically, you could probably have that horn now since you're lead envoy.
Well, it's sort of a moot point as the horn has been destroyed, but also I lack the hands to manipulate the horn.
Or a mouth.
Alright, so not a musician.
Or lungs.
Diaphragm.
Yeah.
Lips.
I can still speak. You don't need any of those things to make yourself heard, so...
Sure, there's not a speaker in a marching band, though, so it's kind of...
Okay, can everyone hear me?
Why would you ever need a toaster to be that loud?
If there were a fire risk or any other sort of emergency, I think you'd be thankful your toaster was that loud.
All right.
Wow. Oh, sorry, guys, I buried the lead. Look.
Nobody?
Wow, Jim.
Nobody?
It's another office.
I'm in OptiSoft. I'm in the software service company that was through the window last time, behind me.
What?
I'm in the office.
It's functionally identical to the office you were in last time.
I'm a droid and I can't tell the difference between the two locations you were in.
I'll tell you what isn't identical. Revenue, which is up 55% month over month because of some extremely successful marketing of redundant cloud services. Oh, wow.
You know what, Norman? I'm just glad you're happy. You seem happier, honestly, than I've seen you in a long time.
I mean, look, can you see where the cubicles end?
No.
No. No.
That's the right answer. All right.
That would depress many people.
Guess I can't enjoy any of these horns either.
Ow!
Oh!
There's so many. Where did you even get these?
I really come to love brass instruments.
Oh, Dar.
Dar is lead envoy. I must insist you stop throwing these horns about. Some of them have, well, not horns, but some sort of spike or talon on the edge.
Well, as lead envoy, these all belong to you, your highness.
It's not royalty.
It's not.
Yeesh.
Nermit, did you just call so that I would have to empty my room of the joy of music, or do you have a purpose for patching in?
Yes, indeed. I have a mission.
All right, let's do this.
As we've established, the Coalition of United Planets was very pleased with our first mission, but it did reveal one issue. C-53 lacks a suitable body for the role of lead envoy.
Wait, Nermit, our mission is to get C-53 a new droid frame?
Yes.
Amazing.
I mean, they, of course, didn't know what... When I say droid frame, they don't seem to know what those words mean, but I've patched it together, and yes, we're going to get a new body for C. So this name may not mean much to you yet, but believe me, this is an incredible honor, because you will be visiting Dr. Elliot Traumaticor.
Whoa!
The only robotic scientist in this galaxy who has come close to creating a fully autonomous AI like we have in the Zix Squadron.
So we're talking about some kind of amateur here.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, as robotics are concerned, this galaxy is sort of...
Well, they've never seen a sentient ship, so...
Centuries behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I make some pitches as to how they should make sentient ships?
You want to pitch sentient ships to this doctor, Bargy?
Yeah, I mean, I have a list of how we could be better.
Go for it, Bargy.
And
no
my ideal partner.
Sure.
Wow. Oh, wait. You want this doctor to make you like a...
Bride of Bargy or a...
But Bargy, what about Bargy? Jeremiah Frankenfurter?
Yeah, what about Jeremiah?
We're open, we're fluid.
Oh.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Cool.
Wow.
That's beautiful, and I'm very happy for the both of you.
Also, I haven't seen him since he was beamed off of me. Typical.
Yeah, no. Jeremiah.
So it's very open, very fluid.
Yeah, Jeremiah's around here. Jeremiah's trucking around the synergy.
News to me. So here's my pitch. Hold on. I'm printing it out now on my old printer.
Okay, so that could be something you start with, is maybe like not...
Yeah, laser printer, maybe.
No, I'm perfect.
Just a laser printer.
I'm fine. I love me for who I am.
It's not improvements for you?
Oh, okay.
No.
We would never improve upon Bargy.
Everything led me to this moment, and I'm okay with who I am. Yeah. Okay?
Listen, Bargy,
Don't you dare tell me who I am.
No, totally. Whenever I'm cool with who I am, I always make demands on others. That's definitely how I operate.
Wow,
I think they should be longer.
The ship should be longer?
Ships should be longer.
They should have at least 3 floors.
Oh, you're a size queen. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
This is just a blueprint of like a bigger, sexy ship.
Yeah, you're... I mean, not to put a fine point on it, so far you're describing tiny dudes.
Why?
This conversation's ended. I'm reprinting back.
No, you're going to static.
Air quotes.
really Whoa. Should get those coordinates from him at the start of the call. This is not the first time this has happened.
Well, I guess we should clean up all these broken horns and get on our way, right?
I'm going to keep this one tiny horn, though.
Dar, did you steal that horn from a Venus?
Yeah. You don't get to have this one, see?
You can have everything
else, including the leadership position.
Dar, I can't use any horn. I don't understand how this became a point of contention between us.
Well, hey, C-53, this is exciting, right, bud? Finally get out of that toaster? Maybe you'll get, like, a cool... Maybe get one, like, with guns in the shoulders or tire treads instead of legs?
Are you designing your perfect partner right now?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Plek, would you be excited to have your legs removed and new legs put on?
Hell yeah, Knight. Hell yeah, Rook. Yeah.
Okay, and now what if you were told the person who made those legs had only just figured out how to make the legs?
Yeah, I'll think on it, Knight.
Okay.
Good point, Rook.
Crew of the RSS Synergy. This is Ensign Rolfus Tittle, lead espionage and reconnaissance officer, currently awaiting assignment. But in the interim, I've also been named head of laundry operations, and today I have a friendly reminder. When you turn in your talk, wet look, definitely sexy for a reason uniforms to be washed, please, please first remove your communicator badge. The spiky parts really do a number on the washers. Just take the badges off, okay? And now, for you civilians aboard this beautiful Grande-class starship, I have great news. Support for the Coalition of United Planets comes from Stitch Fix. Chances are you're itching to get back out to one of the Synergy's many stylish restaurants and bars, but your closet says otherwise. Get some much-needed style updates with the help of Stitch Fix. Seriously, people, I've seen some of you, and it's like your clothes are somehow from the past and the future, and, you know, that's not a compliment. Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, number of head ridges, and budget. Every piece is chosen for your fit and your life. It's the easy solution to finding what makes you look and feel your best. My latest fix included a killer pair of Mavi jeans, a beautiful even-tied casual button-up, and a pair of Bixby Nomad sneakers. It's an off-duty look so fresh, nobody would ever confuse me for a reluctant divorcee who's out of his depth and totally lost. Both literally and emotionally. Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included. There's no subscription required. Pay just a $20 styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards pieces you keep, and there are no hidden fees ever, ever. Get started today at stitchfix.com/six, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. I repeat, stitchfix.com/six for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/ZYXX.
Good, Rolfus. Next time use charisma.
excuse me? Yes. This charisma sold underwear for the rebellion.
Other people on this space station.
Whoa. Oh, Plek, you know, a prominent scientist might have any number of people working as his support staff.
Yeah, but there are all those buildings over there and the streets.
Sort of like a little town almost.
Yeah, very retro, too. Like all these glass domes covering like a arboretum and laboratories. Very cool.
Well, okay, this fills me with a little bit more confidence. I clearly know how to build a space station.
Hey yeah. there, would you like some free floppy disks?
Wow. I've never lost confidence so quickly.
yeah, sure, I'll take a couple. I
have my music on it.
Oh, I'm not allowed to enjoy music anymore. No, thank you.
Dar, please.
Dar.
Free floppy disks! Free floppy disks!
Plek, could you take the floppy disks that the person jammed into toaster slots?
Maybe I'll give it a listen, you know?
Do you even have a floppy player?
No, I mean, I don't know how I would play this at all. I mean, it's all ones and zeros at some point, right? I can figure it out.
Can you?
I mean, not me personally, but...
Yeah, that's sort of what I was getting at.
But that guy wasn't, like, a scientist or anything. Why is he on the space station?
Can you guys, like... You're taking up the whole sidewalk.
Oh.
You're walking slow. You're really,
sorry.
Like,
one
of... Yeah, can I get by here?
Okay,
Are you even from here?
Guys, no.
No, we're not.
That guy doesn't have the back of a head.
Oh, wow.
Fully exposed.
Oh, excuse me for trying to get to work, everyone. I hope you're having a fun vacation.
What? That was a droid? Okay, and he's just sort of
Excuse me for trying to get to work, everyone.
He's just sort of doing a loop here.
Oh, no.
We should kill them, right? I mean, that's solution.
Yes?
Deactivate them.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I don't
sure.
think we should do that either.
Oh, hello there. I see you've met my wonderful creations.
Oh, your creations. Yes, great. I think we're here to see you, actually.
We're here to see this rich head in the white coat?
AJ.
Excuse me, a doctor in the white coat.
Doctor.
Sure. Yep,
Dr. Elliot Traumaticore.
Wait, this guy has the same name as the guy we're supposed to
see.
Oh, sweet AJ.
Hello.
What could it mean? Hello, Dr. Traumaticore. I am C-53, a sentient in need of some robotics expertise.
Yeah, AJ, hold the toaster a little closer so doctor can hear.
My bed.
Your toaster can talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Our toaster is a droid. He's a droid inside of a toaster.
Absolutely. May I just... Can I hold you?
Please.
Can I just... And
yes,
I'm just gonna, would you all mind if I just had a word to the side with C-53?
You want to have a side? Just the two of you?
Yeah, we're just gonna... We'll just do a quick aside, guys. We'll be right back.
Whoa.
It feels weird being on the other side of an aside, I gotta say.
Yeah, it should feel weird because when I was captain, I would have never done this to this crew.
What happened? What did they? How did you? What did they do to you? Did they do this to you?
Are you
in trouble?
No, I'm okay. This is my crew. We're part of a group of envoys for crew. I was in a more advanced frame that was destroyed on a particularly dangerous mission. So currently, this toaster is the only thing that lets me be mobile, but also project my voice. And it's, honestly, it's a little confining.
All right, sorry, I just had to make sure that he was here on his own free will and perhaps you weren't torturing him.
What? Torture?
Boy, is that common?
Dr. Traumaticore?
Yes.
I have the files you wanted me to process inside of my data.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Ah, you could have given Sharon any voice, but you wanted Sharon to sound like this.
Yes, every being, if you will, that's what they are to me, has their own take on, well, parts of my past.
Oh, so this Sharon is sort of a reflection of somebody you used to know.
Yes. With slight alterations to the original Sharon, obviously.
What are the alterations?
Dr. Traumaticore?
Yes, Sharon.
Here are the documents. I think you're the greatest sentient ever. I would never not date you.
Sharon.
Okay. I have a theory on what the
what
changes
are. The
changes?
Yeah, but like,
never.
Puzzle it out. What are the differences?
Sorry, is Sharon your girlfriend, Dr. Traumaticore?
We don't want to jinx it. You know, it's still kind of recent.
Uh-huh.
But the old Sharon, she was seeing someone, so when I asked her out, it was like, okay,
sure.
we're just gonna be coworkers because you're in a situation.
Right.
We'll keep it professional. This Sharon, believe it or not, this Sharon's single, and she actually asked me out. So it's just a way.
Wow.
I know.
So you're into Sharon? You know, well, why? Do you like off-putting personalities, or?
I'm sorry. I just want to. You've come here because your friend is trapped in a toaster. You need my help to get him into a better body. But along the way, you want to ask me about my personal relationship with Sharon, both of us whom you just met.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure.
It's a little inappropriate.
It's a little inappropriate.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, sorry, Dr. Traumaticore. But just to clarify, there are no other real people on the space station? Everyone's a robot except you?
Yes. The short answer is yes.
Wait, what's the long answer?
Listen, we can talk about how I've created what I've created here and what it took, or we can help your friend in his body. It's up to you.
I'm going to vote for the second. I would love to be helped out of this toaster.
But I'll give you both by giving you a short story.
Okay. Yay, great. Short story.
Oh, why don't you come in?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, happy to.
Hey, you want to go do some teenage things down by the creek?
Oh. Change the oil on the rag and she'll run for you.
Wow. Hey, Darius, your local podiatrist. I love your face.
Okay.
All these are robots?
These are hermanoids. You see, I...
Hermanoids.
I've been at this station for quite some time now, and the planet I'm from in this galaxy, Girth, I don't know if you're familiar with this galaxy.
You know, we're not.
Okay.
Is it big?
It was big. It no longer exists. Really bad Hermans destroyed Girth a long time ago.
I bet it was pretty girthy.
It's a little insensitive. My home planet is destroyed.
I'm sorry. I'm not myself today.
You all aren't from here.
No.
Morning, Dr. T. Another beautiful day on Girth.
Hello.
This planet that still exists.
Okay, so you're traumatized from your planet blowing up, and so you've, like, recreated all these robots to be all the people that you love that you lost.
EJ,
you sort of doubled down on what you just said we shouldn't be doing.
Firing off on all cylinders today.
I'm feeling great. But he never said that, but I intuited. He has, like, a tear kind of in his eye right now.
That was honestly spot on. And it brings up a lot of...
You were okay with AJ saying that?
I'm not okay with him saying it. It just happens to be spot on. It doesn't change the fact that it's rude and it hurts my feelings.
Elliot, but son, he is right. Going to work and I will return.
Boy.
Have a good day, Father.
I will. It won't be my last.
Oh, no.
Whoa. So his actual dad is, like, totally dead. AJ. And that robot recreates his last day over and over because that totally wrong reminder that he's dead.
AJ.
Okay. Shh. That was a step too far.
Wow.
It's just, I don't know anything about any of you other than the fact that you need me to help your friend.
Yeah. Doctor, as lead envoy, I have to apologize for my crew. It's not really their place to question your decisions. So.
Wow. Not our place. No more questions from the peanut gallery.
Dart!
Okay, Dart, AJ, let's just leave them to it, okay? Dr. Traumaticore, could we actually maybe just stroll through your beautiful space station?
Oh, please.
Great, wonderful. We'll try not to toop anything up.
Yeah, are they all going to be talking about how they're not going to die? Is that going to be
AJ,
kind of something?
We will talk about this later.
Okay, cool.
Oh, just don't sign up for any email. Don't give anyone your email while you're here.
Oh, I'll figure it out.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Hey, Dar. I feel like things got just a little bit heated back there with Dr. Traumaticore.
I know.
And really with C-53 as well.
It's not that I'm upset about the demotion. It's just
like
that...
It.
I can't help but kind of revert to the Dar I was before I had a leadership position, you know?
Mm, yeah. You know, you kind of rose to the occasion as captain.
Yeah,
you know,
and then now that I'm not the captain, I kind of get to be the same surly but horny alien that I was before.
Sure, but Captain Dar, isn't that exactly what you might say if you were, you know, like, making excuses for rude behavior and didn't want anyone to know how upset you were?
Wow, AJ, you are really diagnosing everybody today.
I mean, they did destroy, like, 30 brass instruments. That's not really surly or horny, so...
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's anti-horny, right? Because horns...
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry. I am Dr. Traumaticore's psychiatrist. And I've noticed there's some emotional problems happening in this circle of sentience.
See, Captain Dar, even this tooped-up robot sees what's going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Would you like me to prescribe you something? Like me to prescribe
I don't know.
If we say yes, will that stop that twitch in your neck?
No.
Oh, no. Then we're probably good,
we're fine.
I think.
We're fine. Hustle.
Okay.
Hustle down this corridor, everyone. Let's go. Let's go.
Whatever you're feeling is normal.
Oh. Some of these robots are really creepy. I mean, is this what Girth was like?
Excuse. My name is Michael. Would you like to donate to my school's dodgeball team?
I don't have... We're post-money.
Yeah.
We're post money.
Zogball helps so many of the youth in troubled neighborhoods.
How do you know Dr. Traumaticore, Michael?
Would you like to
I'm just gonna sign and just I probably
thank
won't
you.
Do anything about it, but I'm just gonna sign.
Thank you.
Is there a single normal robot on this space station?
It's me, your aunt. Please come into my bosom.
Oh, no.
What?
Her arms are so big.
It's me. Please come into my bosom.
Wow, this ant has a bunch of
grunts. I am
we gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here.
I'm sorry. The ant's arms were built twice as large as they should be, and we're trying to retire this model.
I'm so sorry.
Who are you?
You're not an android?
The ant's arms were built twice as large as they are supposed to be, so we're retiring them.
Oh, no. It's a robotic version of an apologetic engineer. We gotta go.
Go.
Well, so, Dr. Traumaticore, if you just sort of pop the latch on the back of the toaster, you'll be able to see my cube there. That's where my sentience is actually stored.
My word, this is... I've never seen anything this technologically advanced. Only now am I realizing I've been half-assing it.
Oh, that's... Hey... You know, Doctor, you haven't had any contemporaries working on artificial intelligence. You had no one to bounce ideas off of. You know, it's very difficult.
With this technology, I could possibly go full ass.
I hope you do. I'm looking to have a full ass frame.
I think I have it.
Okay. Wow. Really?
How do you feel about plaid?
You know what? I'm willing to give it a shot. Doctor, my sentience is in your capable hands.
Just checking, you can't feel pain, right?
It actually depends on the construction of the frame, so...
Okay. Don't worry.
I wish you hadn't asked that question right now, but...
Okay. I think we lost that ant with the giant arms.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
But this town of robots, it just keeps going. This space station must have thousands of robots on it. It's insane.
That's really crazy.
Guy must get real bored and lonely out here.
They're all in their own endless loops of their routines. At first, it looks like a real city, but you look closer and they're all just doing the same thing over and over again.
Your book report was so great. A star.
I mean, I'll take that star sticker.
Your book report was so great.
Well, this loop is very A-star. Short.
I'll take another sticker.
Your book report was so great. A star.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Oh, no, Dar, don't mind
go.
If
no,
I
go.
Do.
Okay, 3 stars for Dar. All right, let's go.
Your book report was so A star.
Collect just a sec. Okay. I'll take another. Thank you.
Yeah, taking meaningless accolades from a robot is definitely something you do if you had no self-esteem issues. Yep. Good stuff.
Okay. That's...
The creepy thing is that the star comes out of her mouth.
Yeah, it's always on the tip of her tongue.
Oh, hey everyone, I'm sorry to bug you. Have you seen, like, a gray leather wallet?
No, man. Sorry.
No, man.
Bummer.
Yeah, sorry.
Bummer. Do you need to borrow something?
I mean...
You haven't walked off. You're just sitting there running your hands over your...
I'm certain it was here, so one of you must have taken it.
We just got around to accuse us of stealing it. Okay.
Guys, have you seen his wallet?
Oh.
We're being flanked. It's not.
I guess I'll look somewhere else.
Okay, good luck. Well, I'll let you know if it turns up. Here. Now, is that a robot who is programmed to not know where his wallet was? Or is that a robot that was programmed to do something else and he's lost his wallet?
Hey, everyone. Sorry, did you see a guy looking for a gray wallet?
Yeah, we did.
He went that way, but...
Yeah, it looks just like you.
He took my wallet, and then he lost it.
I see what's happening. There's a dual thing where part of their loop is stealing each other's wallet. There's one wallet between the two of them.
So then, whose wallet are you looking for?
Oh, I'm looking for their wallet, too.
What? This is all programmed?
Yeah. How... What part of girth does this reflect is my question.
My nose is bleeding.
It shouldn't be.
It is, though. How are they programmed to do this loop? What's going on?
I'm gonna go look for that wallet.
Hey, everyone. Did you see a couple of guys?
No!
There's a third one?
One of them said they lost a wallet. The other one claimed it was their wallet.
Well, what's the truth?
Oh, I was hoping you knew. It's just crazy, right? That's crazy.
This is a loop? Like, this whole thing is a loop?
I don't know.
Okay. Wait a second. This is crazy, but I don't have my wallet.
I knew it. Guys, we gotta get out of here. This is...
No questions asked, but if one of you took it, can I have it back?
I don't have your wallet, man. I think one of those other two guys probably has it.
Okay.
But you also have a friend who's programmed to help you, I guess?
Yeah. Hey, has anyone seen his wallet?
There's another woman? Like, why is there another woman?
We lost this wallet. We're trying to look for the wallet.
We're leaving. Good luck.
That's why I always use a fanny pack.
So, Doctor, I know you might not be familiar with the cube interface that my sentience is stored in, but I could actually probably run you through where the most likely connections from my central processing unit to whatever, servo control you're using.
I'm actually done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I knocked you out. Like, when you told me you might feel pain, I took care of it. I shut you down for a moment. I took care of everything. You're done here.
This frame is indistinguishable from an organic body. I've never seen anything like this.
I know it's a lot to take in right now. You were speaking to me. You were going back and forth.
And then you're here now. It was like a blip, and now, Doctor, is this body based on somebody you knew?
Yeah, I had a roommate in college. His name was Jeremy. Real dick. But I think it'll fit you much better than it fit the original Jeremy.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Nothing about anyone you came here with, but it seems like it fits the crew you're with. It's very unassuming. You have arms and legs. Again, you went from a toaster. It seems like you were almost useless, perhaps physically, before your old state.
Doctor, I have no sensors. I have no infrared. I'm not connecting to the sort of greater data sphere at all. I mean, it seems like this is just a regular organic body.
It seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah.
You have many surprises I filled you with.
This is my body. I don't want surprises. Let's have some specifics here, Doctor.
I kept some of your toaster elements. Just in case.
Doctor, that was... I don't know if I made that clear, but it was very not necessary to do that. Is this my voice? Is this what I sound like?
This is how Jeremy sounded.
Okay. Where are the toaster parts?
If I just told you how everything worked and where it was located, wouldn't that take out some of the fun of it? Don't you want some self-discovery?
You have to understand, for me, this is a very... Wow, these are my hands, huh?
Yeah, you've got fingers now.
Yeah. I mean, I've had fingers before, but these are really... I even have nails.
Let's play just a small getting-to-know-ourselves game. What was something that you... What was your thing in your old body?
I mean, I guess if I had a thing, it was sort of... You know, I'm the knowledgeable one. I sort of have most information, sort of quick at hand. Okay.
Just going to shoot this one at you, and you just say what comes to your mind first.
Sure.
All right?
Yeah.
5 times 5.
25.
Great.
That sort of took longer than it normally does.
Okay. If I were leaving from a train station...
Okay.
Point A at 3:45...
Okay.
...p.m.
Sure.
Let's just say point A was 400 kilometers from point B...
Okay, I'm getting you mostly here. Yeah,
and you're riding your space tricycle.
Okay.
Okay, which doesn't go very fast.
Sure.
3 miles per hour.
Oh, okay. So different units. Okay.
How long would it take you to get from point A to point B on a space tricycle?
Jeez.
You told me you were a very knowledgeable being.
Yeah,
so I don't think
it'd
be much for you to handle both units.
Do you have like a pencil and paper or something?
Did you use a paper and pencil before?
No, but I can't. I can't seem to work it out.
Surprise! It takes
time. Surprise! What? Surprise! You made me less useful.
You had everything just come to you with the blink of an eye. You could solve any question, any problem, and maybe that helped the missions you were on or whatever activities you and your friends did.
Yes, it did. It was extremely useful.
But did it make you happy?
Yes.
Well, I missed it on. I'm sorry. I dropped the ball on this.
Doc.
I apologize.
Doc,
I thought
come
you were,
on.
I assumed. I made so many assumptions at the beginning of this process.
Wow.
I figured you were almost like a miserable brain slave for them. You know,
no.
they just use you when they need you to give them information, and they force you into this toaster. But you were too afraid to say anything about it. I thought I was freeing you. I thought the knowledge was crippling you, and I just thought. Not being as perfect would make you a happier sentient.
You know, honestly, I think you might be doing me a favor if you put me back inside the toaster.
That's not possible.
What do you mean that's not possible?
That's just not possible. I took it completely apart.
Oh, come on!
There were your shackles! I destroyed them!
Wait a second. What did you do with my cube? Did you upload me into this weird new body?
It's right here. It's right here in your chest. You follow the nipple line and
stop
right in the
tapping.
Middle.
Stop okay. touching my chest.
Just want you to know where your body is and
okay.
how it works.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I like to think of it as a little cubed heart.
Well, it's a terrible analogy because it's my brain more than anything, so... What is this? What? Is there water coming out of my head?
Yeah,
what
you're sweating.
This?
You're
what?
Sweating.
Why would you make a frame that sweats?
I just thought you wanted to feel the experience of life.
Not this part of life. This sucks. It's clammy and weird.
I mean,
this.
Listen, a Herman's life is filled with plight. You have to make many decisions.
I am not a Herman. Also, did Jeremy yell a lot? I feel like I'm yelling way more than I used to.
I said Jeremy was a dick, but he had his moments. And I've made you a better version of Jeremy. Jeremy's
Rod.
Not bad.
Jeremy sucks.
That's right, people. Ride it like you stole it. Feel your heart pumping as you own that hill. I, Sisu Gundu, am proud to be not only the author of my new book, Making It Work in a New Galaxy, available for free at the ship's bookstore, because apparently books are free here, but also the newest and tightest spin instructor here at the Synergies Gymnasium. You are taking care of your bodies, and that's what matters. Woo! And don't forget to take care of your inner self as well. And what better way to do it than with BetterHelp, an official sponsor of the Coalition of United Planets. Don't let up, people. Hey, I mean you, Churskin. Now, BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions. You know, they'll match you with a therapist in under 48 hours. I said 48. And I've heard that's how long this class feels. I know that was a joke. Okay, let's increase that resistance.
Kirkskin, I'm looking at you. And remember, you don't need a traumatic event like an interdimensional rift, a messy on and off again divorce, or a galactic rulership snatched out from under you to benefit from therapy. Maybe you're feeling anxious or depressed, or you're stressed because you feel like it's too much to manage. Well, get some tools to cope and make life just a little bit easier. But let's make this ride harder! Ride to the beat under your feet! Plus, BetterHelp is way more affordable than in-person therapy, but can be just as effective. And unlike the ship's holographic therapists, all named Tilda, BetterHelp's therapists are actual real people. I miss real people! See if it's for you! Riders in this class get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Zix. That's BetterHelp.com/Zix. The finish line is yours! Hey, keep it up! 3, 2, 1, woo! Yeah! Oh, wow, you all brought it, each and every one of you, even Kirsten. I can't say your name. Okay, BetterHelp.com/Zix. Keep it up!
Plek, I just want to say, it was a good intention removing me from the room with C and the doctor. Mm. I was getting heated in there, but yeah. I've not enjoyed exploring this place.
This has been much weirder. I wish we had stayed with C-53, because that at least seemed normal. It was at least a person acting in a normal way.
All right, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I can find this wallet.
AJ, stop digging.
Gotta be.
No, stop. It doesn't matter.
Gotta be.
Excuse me.
Great. And here's the doctor.
Are you rummaging
what?
In my trash? What's happening over here? Who are you people? Why are you at my station?
Was he this old when we talked to him earlier?
It's like the one that we met, but older somehow?
Dr. Charadicor, were you wearing that white suit and walking with that cane when we talked to you earlier?
And was your hair lighter, or were you wrinkled? Is this a timey-wimey thing? It better not be a timey-wimey thing.
Maybe it is. I can't even... Where's C-53?
Who?
C-53, the robot that we left you with.
The toaster you've been helping.
The toaster I've been helping.
Hold on a second. You don't know who we are?
No, I've made everyone here, so I don't... None of you seem like anything I've created.
You've made everyone here, but we met you earlier. So one of you, either you or the other Dr. Traumaticor, is a robot.
Oh, the other Dr. Traumaticor. Yes, you ran into my double.
How can you say that so casually? You ran into my double?
Yes. You see, I made a double of myself in the prime of my life.
What?
Oh, I hate this robot stuff.
We gave our robot to your robot?
Wait, now, let's not jump to conclusions. This could be the robot, and we were responsible and gave C to the non-robot.
Yeah.
AJ, check him for parts.
Okay. Yeah, that's real.
Okay, I don't think a robot would make
those are guts.
Yep, tickle him under the armpits. That's the way to do it.
Oh, stop that!
I feel
please.
Heart,
I am a doctor.
Kidney.
Okay, yeah,
liver.
That's real.
You don't tickle doctors. I don't know what galaxy you're from. Where I'm from, you do not tickle doctors. Get a hold of yourselves.
Well, we don't tickle doctors where we're from either. This is all new to us.
Tickling doctors. Don't worry about that.
Well, listen, doctor. It's great to meet you finally, but we need to find our protocol droid. I think we may have accidentally given him to your double.
Oh. Did you bring your droid here for me to work on it?
That was the plan.
That was the intention.
The thing is, I'm from a planet called Girth, and I'm the only survivor of it.
Uh-huh.
I've been here so long alone that at one point I started to miss the nuances of Girth.
Yeah.
Right.
So I started to make all these flawed robots just to remind me of the not-so-great part of Girth as well.
No kidding.
But one of the robots you made is you.
Yeah, I... Let's just say at one point I wanted to break down who I was on the inside. I don't know how to explain it, but I wanted to make a better version of myself, but I fell short in some ways.
And that's who has C-53.
The bad version of you.
Oh, well, I don't... Why did you leave him with?
We thought he was you. He said he was you.
Yeah, he's going to put our friend in a new body, or new, he's making him a new robot body.
Oh, is that what he told you he was going to do? I mean, he wants to... He's literally me, so he wants to build an event, but he hasn't quite been able to actually assemble anything. I don't quite have the technology for him to understand.
Doctor, you'll have to excuse us. We're feeling an overwhelming need to run back to C-53 right now.
Oh, yeah, we should not be talking to you if we don't know where C-53 is.
I can carry you. Come on. You can come with me.
Whoa.
I'm not a robot. I'm just a super soldier.
You're very strong.
What's with the wallet guys?
Oh, the wallet guys. You haven't seen a great wallet, have you?
No!
Okay.
The wallet is actually missing.
That's a little scientist humor. I was messing with you. I know it's dodging crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. He never finds it.
Is there a wallet, though? Is it somewhere?
There is a wallet somewhere.
Really?
What?
Do you have the wallet?
No, but I'll give you a hint. It's in the first place that robot looked.
Oh, no. But he's not programmed to look there again.
Exactly.
I hate this stuff. My nose is bleeding.
Okay, I think you're all done here, C-53.
No. Doctor, listen, I don't know what you did here, but I'm going to need a different... This is... It's got so many problems.
You there, Elliot. What are you doing?
Oh, Master. I didn't know that you would...
Whoa.
I did it. I finally did it. I've created my first Herminoid.
Wait a minute. What is going on? I'm the first Herminoid you've ever created?
Who is this person?
Shouting
out. Well, who is this? Nobody even recognizes me.
Who is this guy who's yelling a lot? Where is C-53?
Here is
C-53.
You're... C-53, that's you?
Yes, I did not pick the plaid pants, okay?
Did you pick the toaster slots in your butt?
Are those visible? Where are those?
That's the first thing I noticed.
Oh.
It's a full-ass Herminoid.
Wow, C-53, you look amazing. You look exactly like a Tellurian, you know, except with a couple of ridges in your head.
Oh, barf, am I right?
Ugh, this is a nightmare.
Man, how did you do it, Dr. Traumaticore?
Wait a minute. Why are you talking to him? This is Dr. Traumaticore.
Well, we're actually both Dr. Traumaticore.
But I'm
the Herman Traumaticore.
Right.
He's the Herminoid Traumaticore.
Right.
Oh, come on.
No. C-53, this is incredible. See, Dr. Traumaticore created Dr. Traumaticore, and then he created you.
He did not create me.
Created your body.
The difference is significant.
Okay. But look, this is exactly what you wanted. This is
not what I wanted.
Okay. This is a perfect droid frame for you. You can go anywhere. You can do anything that we can do.
Oh, yeah. What are you, an expert on droid frames all of a sudden?
Wow.
I mean,
this frame
really
is terrible.
What's terrible about it?
No infrared. No ultraviolet.
Yeah.
I'm bad at math all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I sweat. Why? Why? The sweat.
Red in the face when he yells. No, it's not.
Now I'm getting red when I yell. This is terrible.
This is awesome.
I'll be honest. I can fix any thing you feel is wrong with you, but I have to say I don't want to step on Dr. Traumaticore's toes. Listen, I'm quite taken aback. You'll have to forgive me. I'm having a moment. Mm-hmm. You see, I made these Herminoids to reflect what I thought was Herman life. I played the great creator, if you will.
Even Sharon?
But now, in watching Dr. Traumaticore create its own sentient being, it seems that the Herminoid has become the Herman.
No. Well, it hasn't.
C-53, just... Let him. He's an old man. Just let him finish what he's saying.
Fine. Let him do whatever he wants. Everyone just do whatever you want. I'm going back to the ship.
Master, it sounds like what you're saying is I'm a Herman too.
Right.
In fact, perhaps you're not my master. You're my peer. Wait a minute. If I'm my own true version of Dr. Traumaticore...
Guys, I feel like this might take a while. I feel like this might go on for a little while. We should probably...
Yeah, listen, I'm done with this, yeah, so whenever you're ready
already,
to go.
Whoa. Already back in the ship.
Leave the way, see.
Guys, has anyone seen a gray wallet?
No!
Get out of here!
Has anyone seen his wallet?
What, boys? Here's this.
Oh, by the way, since you are the first Hermanoid that I've made, I just want to be able to keep in touch, you know, from here and there.
You're
so before
not,
you
no,
all...
Don't give your email.
I just need your email just to stay in touch.
No.
It's not.
That was your advice.
Oh, what's the worst that could happen? It's an email. I'm not going to blast you constantly. It's not going to be overwhelming. Just check in here and there.
Sure,
give you
that's
updates
what you
on
say.
What's happening.
And then all of a sudden, I'm getting deals offered to me. I'm
Yeah, Herman, doctor, is that a good idea?
I don't want to shoot him down. He's done something so great today. Don't give him your email. Do not give him your email.
Okay, all right.
Stop blasting.
Listen, doctor, this has been enlightening. And, you know, even though I think C-53 is still kind of processing what's happening, I think you've done him a real favor today.
Let's go already.
Oh.
Wow, right out of the butt. Yeah.
Now that's hot. That's crispy. You want to get the butter on that? It'll melt instantly.
I'm not going to eat. Are you saying I have to eat now?
Yes, you have to eat to live now. I'm sorry.
Come
I should have made that clear.
Come on!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on!
T5 credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Plunk Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. Lead Envoy C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Margie the Ship, Sisu Gundu, Sharon, the Ant with Huge Arms, and the Lady Helping the Wallet Guys Look for Their Wallet were played by Wujan Zulfagari. Nermit Bundeloy and the Wallet Guys were played by Seth Lind. AJ and Rolfus Diddle were played by Winston Null. Dr. Traumaticore and Dr. Traumaticore were played by special guest Ray Cordova. Ray is an actor, writer, comedian, born and raised in Queens, New York. He can be seen on the Netflix original series Astronomy Club, The Sketch Show, which he co-created, co-starred, co-wrote, and co-produced with his comedy troupe, Astronomy Club. This episode was edited by Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brennan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Orchestra mixing by Danny Keith Taylor. Additional music by Shane O'Connell. Dar's horn solo was performed by Riley Mulherker. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
From the internationally acclaimed creators of Who Shot Ya comes the movie podcast Maximum Film, starring producer and film festival programmer Drea Clark as a woman bound by passion.
I saw this 8 months ago on the festival circuit, and I loved it.
Film critic Alonzo Duralde as a man corrupted by greed.
Why watch one Hallmark Christmas movie when I can watch seven?
And comedian Ify Wadiwe as a man protecting a love that society simply won't accept.
I think Pacific Rim is a perfect movie. And if you can't accept that, then I want you out of my life.
From the makers of the movie podcast, Who Shot Ya, comes Maximum Film.
That's right. We changed the name of our show to Maximum Film.
But don't worry. We're still a movie review show that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes.
So tune into Maximum Film at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to binge watch something old?
The Greatest Generation is a podcast about Star Trek by a couple of hosts a little bit embarrassed to even have a Star Trek podcast. Hosted by me, Ben Harrison.
And me, Adam Pranica. We get into the critical, the technical, the science fictional aspects of the show we love. while roasting it and each other at the same time.
We've completed an entire series about Star Trek The Next Generation and another one about Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and we've just begun Star Trek Voyager. So now is a great time to start watching a new Star Trek series with us.
So subscribe to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts and become a friend of DeSoto today.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.
Wow. Your book report was so good.
Oh, wait, that's creepy. All of my teachers. No, I can't say that.
What?
Always used to reward me with their mouths.
Allie said that.
Never let her forget that she said that.
Cutting it out of the app.
Okay.
Well, yeah, too hot even for the outtake.
Yeah. Never see the light of day.
That's important.
Wow. Off season episode.